environment. The agency's focus is to provide oversight, guidance, and, where appropriate, rulemaking that achieve the best possible protections where Americans live, work, and play. The agency is improving our scientific understanding of hydraulic fracturing, providing regulatory clarity with respect to existing laws, and using existing authorities to enhance health and environmental safeguards. For more information, go to epa.gov. That's www.epa.gov.
An important message given by President Obama follows. If you want to be placed on the Do Not Call list, press 1 at the end of this message. Small Business Federation Council believes penalties are too hard and is asking people to contact their member of Congress to voice an opinion. The president said the following. Our businesses should only employ people legally authorized to work in the United States. Businesses that knowingly employ undocumented workers are exploiting the system to gain an advantage over businesses that play by the rules. The president's proposal is designed to stop these unfair hiring practices and hold these companies accountable. At the same time, this proposal gives employers who want to play by the rules a reliable way to verify that their employees are here legally. An important message given by President Obama about combating illegal employment. If you want to be placed on the Do Not Call list, press 1 at the end of this message. Small Business Federation Council believes penalties are too hard and is asking people to contact their member of Congress to voice an opinion. Mandatory, phased-in electronic employment verification. The president's proposal provides tools for employers to ensure a legal workforce by using federal government databases to verify that the people they hired are eligible to work in the United States. Penalties for hiring undocumented workers are significantly increased, and new penalties are established for committing fraud and identity theft. The new mandatory program ensures the privacy and confidentiality, an important message given by President Obama about combating illegal employment. If you want to be placed on the Do Not Call list, press 1 at the end of this message. Small Business Federation Council believes penalties are too hard and is asking people to contact their member of Congress to voice an opinion. Combat fraud and identity theft. The proposal also mandates a fraud-resistant, tamper-resistant Social Security card and requires workers to use fraud and tamper-resistant documents to prove authorization to work in the United States. The proposal also seeks to establish a voluntary pilot program to evaluate new methods to authenticate identity and combat identity theft. An important message given by President Obama about combating illegal employment. If you want to be placed on the Do Not Call list, press 1 at the
leftover household products that contain corrosive, toxic, ignitable, or reactive ingredients are considered to be household hazardous waste. Products such as paints, cleaners, oils, batteries, and pesticides that contain potentially hazardous ingredients require special care when you dispose of them. Improper disposal of HHW can include pouring them down the drain, on the ground, into storm sewers, or in some cases, putting them out with the trash. Improper disposal of these wastes can pollute the environment and pose a threat to human health. For more information, go to epa.gov. That's www.epa.gov.
Please go to www.whitehouse.gov/. Again, that's whitehouse.gov/. Thank you.
The EPA is working with states and other key stakeholders to help ensure that natural gas extraction does not come at the expense of public health and the environment. The agency's focus is to provide oversight, guidance, and, where appropriate, rulemaking that achieve the best possible protections where Americans live, work, and play. The agency is improving our scientific understanding of hydraulic fracturing, providing regulatory clarity with respect to existing laws, and using existing authorities to enhance health and environmental safeguards. For more information, go to epa.gov. That's www.epa.gov.
Please go to www.senate.gov/. Again, that's senate.gov/. Thank you.
Please go to www.supremecourt.us.gov/. Again, that's supremecourt.us.gov/. Thank you.
Ending homelessness. Stable housing is the foundation upon which everything else in a family's life is built. The U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness released the first federal strategic plan to combat the problem, ending chronic and veteran homelessness by 2015, whitehouse.gov. Leftover household products that contain corrosive, toxic, ignitable, or reactive ingredients are considered to be household hazardous waste. Products such as paints, batteries, and pesticides that contain potentially hazardous ingredients require special care when you dispose of them. Improper disposal of